Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real-life challenges that you're facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Did you know that TikTok has made modern witchcraft a trend today? They are calling this trend witch talk, which just in the year 2022 alone, they put out 11 billion videos with almost 47 billion views. If you're on TikTok, you've most likely seen some of these videos, even if you didn't stop to watch them, because they are everywhere. In addition to this, now you have restaurants who have palm reading technology at their locations just so you can scan your palm and it will tell you exactly what it is that you need to order. Another restaurant was giving away chances to win tarot card readings with the purchase of their meals. There are shows, even cartoons for kids that have come out recently glorifying being either impregnated by Satan or becoming the daughter of Satan himself because their mother was impregnated by Satan. The theme of these movies is that these girls feel like they're alone and they don't belong and Satan will come in and accept them. That is such a lie. Then there was a store that was selling shirts earlier this year and they still might be selling them. I don't know because I don't shop at this store. But these shirts were saying things like, Satan loves you. Oh my goodness, there is no love in Satan whatsoever. The only thing that Satan loves is himself. Satan only cares about himself and could care less about anybody else. The reason why is because he's always wanted to have more authority than humans, and he does not have that. God made humans to be of higher rank and authority than angels themselves, and that makes him furious. What really made me righteously angry, though, was this past week as I was doing research on this episode, I found a company that was selling Ouija boards for Christians, and they say on their board, you can quote-unquote talk directly to Jesus Christ himself. Ladies, this isn't Jesus that these people are talking to. These are demons. And on a side note, you don't need anything to go between you and God. You don't need a Ouija board to talk directly to God. You can do that right now, right where you are. Doesn't matter where you're at. And God will speak back to you. The number one way he speaks back to you is through the Bible. He'll also speak to your spirit, but the number one way that he speaks back to you is through the Bible. So if you're looking for guidance on anything at all, go to God. He would love to give you the answer. James 1:5-6 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. And so it's saying when you talk to God, just believe that you're going to receive the wisdom from him. Put your faith in God that he is trustworthy, that he will follow through with what he says. And if he says he'll give you wisdom, he will give you wisdom. It may not be that second. It may not even be that day. It may be the next day. It may be the next week. But believe that he has given it to you and do not move off of that faith until you have received the answer. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not depend on our own understanding. Acknowledge God in all you do and he will show you which path to take. Psalm 32:8, God tells us that he will guide us along the best path for our life. He will advise us and watch over us. In the New Testament, God tells us that he has given us the Holy Spirit as our guide. Psalm 119:105 tells us that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It will guide our steps. It will take us where it is that we want to go. It will give us the wisdom that we need. And the craziest part about all of these different things that we talked about, like the witch talk and the palm readers and the Ouija boards and the shows, do you know who it is that they're marketing to the most? They're marketing to young girls. They are marketing to young girls, children, and teens. They're not marketing to boys. They're marketing to you all. And if you have little sisters, your little sisters. These things are not to be messed with. I didn't grow up as a Christian. Nowhere near it. When I was about 2 years old, I was probably introduced to my first horror movie, if it wasn't even younger than that. From there, my parents would tell us horror stories that would keep us up all night because we were terrified. They would drop us off in graveyards in the middle of the night, and they would leave us. And we had no idea where they were, if they were coming back. We were terrified. This is the life that I grew up in. My siblings and I would go to neighbors' houses where they would play all these really demonic games, where they would get Ouija boards out and do seances. I went to one of these things and it terrified me and I never went back, praise God. But because of our lifestyle and what we had opened the door to in our life when it came to the enemy, I can tell you very truthfully, I have two brothers and two sisters, and all five of us kids shared a room when we were growing up. We had two sets of bunk beds, and I shared a bed with my sister, who was closest to me in age. One night, we were so terrified because we literally could see demons walking around our room. People think these things aren't real, but they are. They are not just fun and games. They open the door to Satan in our lives. They open the door to the demonic realm. That's my story. But listen to what happened in a school in Colombia. There were dozens of teenage girls who were rushed to the hospital after using a Ouija board at their school. Dozens of girls. That's crazy. And the reason why was when they were using it, they began to step into that demonic realm and they all experienced fainting, severe anxiety. And if you've ever felt severe anxiety, it's crazy. Like you don't even know if you can breathe. The demonic realm is real. It's not just fun and games. It only brings fear and terror and all of these negative feelings, depression and sadness. It never invites joy and peace. But this culture makes it seem like it's so fun. Like you need to be a part of this. You're missing out. So I shared with you a minute ago that the number one people group that is marketed to among these items that are essentially witchcraft is they market to young girls and teen girls. And it's because young girls and teen girls are ones who decide to become witches today more than anybody else. And do you know why? There are four reasons that we're going to get into today. The first one is they're curious. Witchcraft is mysterious. Not very many people know much about witchcraft. And it's like, ooh, I want to know more. My dog used to watch a show on TV where they used magic for quote unquote good. No one knew about it or could know about it. It was mysterious. Witches don't go out of their way to tell others what they do. They only add people to their group if they are talking to somebody and they see that they are genuinely interested in witchcraft. It's mysterious. But ladies, I encourage you, if you're curious about witchcraft, you should hear about the Holy Spirit. He is so much better. Oh my goodness. I have seen God through the Holy Spirit heal my daughter's foot more than once. One time she was doing gymnastics, tumbled off the floor, got her foot stuck between the springboard floor and a mat. And I saw 2 days later, without a cast, her foot was completely healed. That's our God. God is so good. There are people who are born blind who now can see. There are people who are born without an arm or a leg who supernaturally now have an arm and a leg. God is good. And the best news is the Holy Spirit can use you to do miraculous things in not only your life, but the lives of others around you. It's pretty incredible. I mean, like in the book of Acts, it talks about how Peter would go around and just his shadow would touch people and they would be healed. That is the Holy Spirit at work on the inside of him. That's pretty incredible. So they're curious. Number two, they want freedom. In witchcraft, you can pick whatever you want to believe and it doesn't matter. It isn't structured. They don't have a Bible. They quote unquote accept everyone just as they are. What they don't tell you is it's never enough. It will never satisfy you. It will only leave you feeling empty, depressed, and without hope. A lot of people, and I've had this question from some of you girls before and actually have answered it in an Ask Me Anything episode on the podcast, but a lot of people, if they're not introduced to a relationship with Jesus, they can look at the Bible and look at Christianity and think, wow, this is just a bunch of rules. I don't know that I can do this. Ladies, Christianity isn't about a bunch of rules. That's religion. Religion is about a bunch of rules, but Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with God Himself. He's not going to tell you that you need to be perfect right now. He's not going to be like, you need to do this and 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 don't do this and this and this. That's not our God. That's overwhelming, and nobody can live up to that. What He's going to do is He's going to invite you into a real relationship with Him. What He will do once you give your life to Him is He'll tell you one thing that you can work on that will make your life so much better. And He'll be like, my daughter, this thing has been hurting you. Let's overcome this together. And He's going to walk with you through it. That is our Heavenly Father. And then once you've mastered that, He'll show you one more thing. And with that phrase, they will accept everyone the way they are. Did you know God does the same thing? God will always accept you just as you are. But He loves you too much to let you stay there. He knows that the sins that you've been struggling with are killing you. He doesn't want His daughters hurting. He wants you free, truly free, and true freedom can only come through Jesus Christ Himself. The third reason that teen girls are turning to witchcraft is because they crave community. With 90% of our lives being online, we crave real relationships because that's the way God made us. He made us relational beings. When girls feel alone and like they have no friends, a lot of times they gravitate towards those who will accept them. Teen girls just want to be seen. They want to be heard, and they want to be known. And witchcraft can give them a false sense of community. But that community is opening the door to the devil, and it usually leads to hopelessness, depression, anxiety, drugs. Ladies, with God, you are always seen. God sees you. He calls you the apple of His eye, which means you mean more to Him than anything else. He created you on purpose. The very evidence of you walking this earth right now is proof that God saw a problem that only you could solve. Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew everything about you and He approved of you. He chose everything about you. He sees you. And then that verse goes on to say He created you with a purpose. Now He's talking to Jeremiah in this verse, and Jeremiah was called to be a prophet to the nations. But He's telling us the same thing. God created us with a purpose. He set us apart for a reason. God has given you a voice, ladies, and a purpose, and He wants to use you to change this world. God created you to be known so that He can be known, so that we can share the love of Jesus with those around us. And ladies, if you are in that place where you are feeling alone and like you have no friends, I want to invite you to join us in the SOAR coaching community. If you want to know more about SOAR, head on over to uncommonteen.com and click on the tab that says join the community. So the fourth reason that teen girls have gravitated towards witchcraft is they crave power. They want to know why they're here, what's wrong with the world, and how they can solve that problem. But ladies, honestly, witchcraft is just a knockoff of the real thing, a relationship with Jesus. You have authority. You have power over the enemy to tell him to leave. Mark 11:22 through 24 tells us that we can look to the mountains in front of us, and those mountains are challenges that we're facing. We can look to those mountains in front of us and tell them to be removed and cast into the sea, and guess what? Those will move. Those verses go on to say that if you believe that you receive it when you pray, you shall have it. It's yours. Ladies, we have power and purpose through the Holy Spirit. We have power and purpose through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And witchcraft, it may use some of the same language that Christianity uses, but it twists it, just like Satan did in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. When God was talking to Adam in the garden, He said, "Do not eat of this tree or you'll die." But when He talks to Eve, He twists that just a little bit. Did God say, "Do not eat of this tree or even touch it"? Well, God never said, "Don't touch it." And then He goes on to say, well, it's because He knows that you're going to be like God if you do. And you want to be like God. But the thing is, when God made people, when he made humans, when he made Adam, he already made them in the image of God. We were already like God. But Satan tries to get us to think these things like we're missing out. Like there's something there that we just don't have. But ladies, with a real relationship with God, oh my goodness, it changes your life. Paul talks about witchcraft. And listen to what Paul does when he encounters a girl who is in witchcraft. This is found in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. It says, "One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes." Now, this was not from God. She did not have the gift of prophecy. She had a demon on the inside of her telling her what to say. Verse 17, "She followed Paul and the rest shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved.'" Now, you might be thinking, well, that's true. They are the servants of the Most High God, and that's the reason why they're there. But this girl was causing a distraction. She was trying to get the crowd's focus off of the message that Paul was preaching onto herself. And so she was going around and it was annoying. And verse 18 says, "This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And instantly it left." God does not take these things lightly because he knows that they're a distraction keeping you from a real relationship with him. So you might be wondering why we're talking about this. This is why. There was a research study that just came out recently that said 3 out of every 10 Christian teens have either played with a Ouija board or had their palms read. 8 out of 10 teens have read horoscopes, and only 8% said they felt guilty for what they did. These practices open the door to Satan in your life. And in a world where Satan is already attacking us and trying to get us to fall away from God, this is just another distraction and actually even leads you down that road to where you are opening your life wide open for the devil to come in. And God is so against it. He knows that this is going to kill you and he does not want you hurting. Deuteronomy 18, 11 through 12 says, "Never sacrifice your sons or daughters as burnt offerings, and do not let your people practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead." That's your Ouija boards. "Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. He cannot stand it because he knows what you're doing. He knows that you're playing with the enemy. And when we do these things, we're putting Satan higher than we're putting God in our lives." Isaiah 8:18 says, "Someone may say to you, 'Let's ask mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead,' or 'Let's go to Ouija boards or tarot cards or psychics.' With their whisperings and mutterings, they will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead?" Ladies, you may have even had friends that have already asked you, "Hey, you want to come over to our house? We're going to do this." Or they may ask you in the future. But I highly encourage you to say, "You know what? Nah, it's not my thing." And sometimes as Christians, we feel like we always have to accommodate to people, or maybe sometimes we think that we need to be so bold and strong and against them. But you can just be nice and be like, "You know, hey, that's not my thing." And you know what? In that nice but firm response, you are being a light to God. And it may even put a question in their mind of like, "I wonder why that is." You know, these things, tarot cards and Ouija boards and the games that people play and stuff like that, they're so enticing. And they're enticing because the enemy, he wants more than anything to pull you away from God. He wants you to think that it's just a game or it's just fun. But ladies, it is so much worse than that. I'm telling you. Leviticus 19:31 says, "Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritualists, for you will be defiled by them." Ladies, it changes you. It affects you. It messes with you. I know, growing up in the life that I grew up in, I fought fear for so many years, even after becoming a Christian. On last week's episode of the podcast, we talked about the armor of God and how we have to have the armor of God to stand strong against the enemy and his schemes. And this is one of those schemes. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that our battles in life, they're not against people, but they're against Satan and his demons. And they want to take you down. And using these types of things is one way that they know that they can do that. So if this is you, and maybe you have been dabbling in these things, or you've been thinking about these things, and you want to be free of it, there is hope. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's the guilt that's associated with the sin. Ladies, if you want to become free from this, you can be free from this. In this week's email, I'm going to be sending out how you can become free from anything that is holding you down. If you are not yet on our email list, I highly encourage you. Head on over to uncommonteen.com and put your email address in the space that says, don't miss a thing. And be sure to get these weekly emails. If you're listening to this after Friday, November 3rd, go to the website, click on that tab on the bottom right hand of the screen that says, let's chat, and type in there verses to get free or something along those lines so I know to send you those verses. All right, ladies, I hope that this helped you. And even if you have not even been anywhere near any of these things and you have no desire to, it can help you to help somebody else to become free as well. All right, ladies, repeat after me and really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, join us for those SOAR Friday night calls to learn more about what SOAR is and how you can become a part of it. Have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know just how much God really does love you. Now, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, so I have a question for you. What does your summer look like? What is one thing that you are going to do this summer that is going to change your life forever? What are you going to do this summer to help you make friends who love Jesus that will help you grow in your walk with God, all while having a blast? If your answer is, well, not really a whole lot, well, I have something just for you that will help you do all of those things. Are you interested? What if you did something this summer that could change your life forever? Ladies, I want to invite you to join me for Uncommon Teen Live 2024 because you are going to do just that. You are going to meet your new besties. You're going to have a blast and grow in your walk with God. So grab your parents, head on over to uncommonteen.com and grab your tickets today.